Hello, Flowgetter folks. It's Erica and Lisa. Lisa and Erica, once again, I have no idea what we're going to discuss today, and I'm super excited about that.
It's totally open.
It's totally open. We're just going to go with the flow.
Yay. All right. Well, I had a topic that I thought would be super fun today, which would be the concept of ask and it is given. Now, everyone's like, well, some people might not know what that concept is. So I'm taking it directly from the Abraham Hicks publications. They have a book called Ask and It Is Given. And the whole concept is that the universe, the source energy, the all, is super stoked to give you everything you've asked for. And it is vibrationally given right away. Vibrationally. We'll get into what that means. And then our job is to receive it and become better receivers. So I want to dig into all that today. So it's an aspect of law of attraction. I mean, it's sort of the foundation of law of attraction, but I think I have some secret magic that I have in this, not the whole thing, but there's some part of it that I'm like, oh, I'm really good at that. I want to share it with people. And then Eric, I'm sure you have tons. So that was my thought. Tafoya, are you in?
I'm in. Let's do
all
it.
All right. So the idea, and this is, like I said, this comes directly from Abraham Hicks. I just love it and it works for me. So the truth of the universe, can anyone really tell us? No. So we're just going to go with this one. All right. So the idea is that the allness is energy and it's you, right? But as a pretend separate being, you're pretending to be not all. And when you live your life, you send energy of like, oh, I just want this, that, and the other thing to be better. And the universe, because it's you, says yes immediately in the form of energetic frequency. And it's like, and that's why when you think of something that you're excited about, you get like, and you get all excited. But your brain can step in and go, yeah, but like in about a nanosecond. But if you don't have any resistance to the idea, you're really excited because the vibrational answer is already happening. You're like, oh my God, that would be amazing. And then, as we all know, it takes a period of time, usually unless you're Jesus, for that vibrational stuff to come into a denser wave for it becomes physical and real, which is means it comes into your experience. So that's one part. Then, but as we talked about before, your brain goes, brain, mind, whatever, goes, oh yeah, but how am I going to get that? Or that's not really possible. Or, I don't deserve it. Or I don't, whatever. You know, like there's some to it instead of like, well, of course I can have whatever, love, money, health, experiences, joy, peace, just basic emotions that you're looking for. Because sometimes it's not things or experiences, it's just feelings that you want. Which is really ultimately what you're after anyway. But your body just kind of goes, no, I can never be that peaceful. That freaks me out. Like you can't just be peaceful in this crazy world. You know, like there's some block that your mind is throwing in and it's usually unconscious. Sometimes it's conscious. And so the idea is that you notice, you have conscious awareness about that and you kind of go, well, is that true? Do I want to think that? And you can change it and go like here's an example that's totally not even, it doesn't matter what the manifestation is, but you can be like, oh, I'm going to be on camera and I want to be beautiful, but oh, I look blah, whatever. You're asking for yourself to feel good about yourself. You're not asking to be suddenly 25 years old. So you can either go, well, that'll never happen because I'm old and things are only getting worse. Or you can be like, of course I'm totally beautiful. Yeah. Okay. And then you can like, you can just say yes to it and not analyze, well, it couldn't happen and all that kind of stuff. Because what you're looking for is the feeling of yay, not that suddenly you look like you just had plastic surgery or something like, you're gross. So the idea is that you just don't block. Right? You don't close. And that's Michael Singer is one of my other favorite guys. You know, it's not that you're open to everything, but just don't shut it down. Like just don't shut things down. Right. So that's sort of the big swath. So that was a lot of talking. However, I will share my secret sauce with this other thing, but I want to hear what you say. Don't worry. We will get to it. But go.
I don't want you to forget.
I won't. Okay. This is like fundamental to my awesomeness. So I will not forget it.
Okay, good. Okay. So I love this. Okay. I wanted to kind of talk from the feelings and emotions, kind of dig more a little bit into mm-hmm. that part of all that you said, because all of it makes so much sense. So, and particularly like, okay, we all kind of understand, yes, you want something and it makes you feel good and you get excited like that excitement. Okay. Yay. And then the minute the mind comes in and we have these blocking thoughts, the reason that, that will pause or slow or stop the manifestation is because of the feeling that's generated from those thoughts. So it's all vibrational. Like
Love
even,
it. Yeah, even yes, like, this is what we need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yay, I had that excited feeling, but then I'm like, but wait, how? I've never seen this done before, or this is never, I've seen it for other people, but not for me, or whatever it is that's blocking. Now I have the feeling of kind of this. So you can even see my shoulders drop. Like my entire being is just like, yeah, that's not gonna happen. Or it's, you know, or I have to do A, B, C, D, and E before it'll happen. Like yeah. There's just so much resistance. And so all my energy then is focused on the resistant, like the why not. Now, what we've said in the past is the universe never says no. The universe only it's a yes, 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 and yes.
One big
all
yes.
The time. Yes. So like if I'm saying I want this thing and the universe says, okay, yes. And then my mind goes to, but these things need to be in place first, or I don't see how that can happen. The universe is also like, yes.
Yes. More blocking.
Like, yeah. 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 We'll give you that too. Cause you just asked for that. So if more of my energy is spent in the worry part of how that's not going to happen, then the universe is seeing like, oh, there's 80% like of your energy is here. So we're just giving you the energy that you're putting out. That's all it is. That is all it is. So I love this topic. Okay.
I love the emotional piece. So I want to play that back. So I get it and everyone else gets it. So it's like, yeah, there's the thought and the vibration are almost one and the same, but you're like, what you're saying is that the emotional factor, that's the magnetic and powerful part of the whole thing. It's like, it's not just, oh, a thought or whatever. It's like that there's a nano emotion with the nano thought is the nano emotion of like, I can't, you know, and you might get instantly distracted away from it, but it's not of course.
Right.
It's a, like the whole yes. thing collapses. And so back to emotions are super powerful. And I feel like thoughts and emotions are so tightly intertwined. They're like DNA where they just, they're wound around each other that I don't think we need to get into the
yes, the minutiae.
Things.
Yeah. Exactly.
It can be fun, but we're both bored. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. You get it. So, okay, cool. So, all right. So then what, so if we're in the emotions and the, you said something else about the, I can't remember now. Crickets.
Well, okay. I will say one more thing. Maybe this will trigger the memory. When we say for me, vibration and emotion are almost like more intertwined than thoughts and emotion for me. Like when we're talking about vibration, because if we know energy in motion is what emotion is, it's like, well, motion, when I think of a vibration, I'm thinking of sort of almost like a wave and like a movement, and emotions are very, I mean, we're just sending out this energy that's communicating with what's out there. And then there's a connection and it's like, oh, okay, this is what you said emotionally. This is what you get back this is what you get back in order to continue to have those emotions. Cause that's what you asked for. You asked for us to just sort of build on whatever you're sending out. Like the universe just gives you what you put out.
Yeah.
That's it. That's really what it is.
And so I think to build on that, asking is your broadcast. So you can directly ask like, I want fill in the blank, but asking is the signal that's coming off of you.
The energetic ask. Absolutely.
The energetic ask. So you don't even know you want something. Like it's, you know, it's always signaling, which shouldn't make everyone totally paranoid. because it, you're like, oh shit, you know, like my entire work week just ruined my life vibrationally, right? You know, like, oh my God. But I don't think that that's, it's as direct of that. I think it's a totality of your overall countenance that, you know, like if you're generally victim-y, angry, judgy, poopy, there's a, if you're generally more of that, there's a little more of that that's going to be yesed to you.
Yes.
reasons to be more that way. Right. And so however you're trending, and it's not like we all haven't been there, right? But the key is audience and everyone experiment with it. And you'll notice that that's just that energy alone will start shaping your reality. And so you, it is sort of true in the sense of like, okay, play with the concept and tell me it's not what that is, right? It's totally works. So the asking is the signal.
Yes.
And you can do direct asking. Like, I want, you know, the perfect shirt when I go shopping and I want it to look like this. And then you manifest, you're like, yay. But the reason is you have no resistance to it, because you're like, of course I'll find that. So that was the second part I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
The of course. So one thing that I have that is like unequivocal, like I, my mind doesn't challenge it, is I have, if I ask a question to the universe, I'm like, I need to know this specifically, or I need this. It's not, you know, or how, whatever, just a question. Not I want, it's not a statement, it's a question. I know that I, without a doubt, in my mind, I will always get the answer, whether it pops in my head, pops on my YouTube feed, it, you walk by someone and they say, so, you know, however it comes to you, you can name it, right? I 100% know that I get those answers, and I get them really fast too. Like within a few minutes or within a day or sometimes longer, where I'm like, oh, I forgot I asked that question. And then it's like, oh yeah, that's right. I was totally wondering. So it, one, it saves me time on the internet. But it's more questions for me, like, okay, what do I need to do next that would, you know, help me with this thing that I'm wanting adjustment with, or that kind of thing. So because I believe without any resistance to it whatsoever, it's such a huge manifestation for me that I forget how easy it is for me to like figure out my life if I just do that. But I'm like, you know, I just totally forget that I have a superpower. I'm like, oh yeah. Versus, and then like, so anyway, that's one. It's like the question and the receive the answer, because I think sometimes you don't need the stuff or the situation. You just need the clarity.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Can, and I want to just expand on that, because I also, I think, okay, we just did a podcast on awareness, and that's huge. I think because you are so, you are so, you understand that everything that comes into your reality is a response to whatever you're putting out. So if you ask a direct question and you're really clear on, you know, what you want to know, then the universe is going to deliver it to you in whatever form that you will hear it. Whether it's like, for me, it's oftentimes music. A song will come on the radio and it'll be like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like the lyrics, or even, and it, it doesn't, you know, I used to kind of, cause I kind of have a detailed, the way that my mind works tends to kind of, I can get into the details, but what I realized is, sometimes it can just be one line in a song that it just, I have to hear it and that's it. The rest of the song, okay, cool, it's fun. But like the one line is what I needed to hear, you know? Or like you're saying, like you're having a conversation with a friend and they just say something that's so, it's like, oh my gosh, there it is. And for them, it could have meant something completely different, what they were saying. But for you, you're like, oh, I needed to hear that. Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is, but you're right. It always comes in some form. And I think the thing for me, the takeaway here for me is paying attention and really opening your mind up to the idea that you are getting answers at all times when, and I can, and I won't, but this is a whole different podcast probably, but this idea of communicating with the universe and language, forming like a language with the universe, your own personal language is pretty cool, because we all have a way of communicating that's not like anyone else on the planet or that exists. It's your way of communicating with the universe, and it communicates back with you in colors, shapes, words, sounds, visions, humans, animals, whatever. It's always showing you what you asked for. So
yeah, I love that. That's so good, because it is a communication essentially with what you already are. Like, you are the universe. You are, you are a God.
That's right. You're a God, Erica.
So I sort of feel like,
I love that,
like having those different avenues. The thing that it's gotten way stronger for me, last, I want to say year or so, is I don't even need the outside anymore. Now it just comes in, and that's the psychic side, the psychic side. And that's
which we all have, which is really super important. Thank you, Erica.
And we love talking like we're on NPR. And the psychic, where you learn to really trust yourself. So it's not, oh, I saw this outside. That's, to me, the best. Like, I don't need the outside even at all. Like, it's all inside. So that's kind of like level two secret goodness.
Yep.
Which I don't know. Right. So, because the other night I was sitting about it, I was like, okay, I need it. And I just was like, well, just sit there and wait for the answer. Like, I'm trying to figure it out, and just went blank. And I was like, oh yeah, that's totally genius.
Oh my
God. And I do this with like food, like, what should I be eating? What supplements should I take? What's the next step on this project that needs to happen? You know, like,
this is so
life, you know, you name it. I got, yeah.
I, oh my gosh, this excites me so much, because, same, like, okay, first of all, there's a whole podcast we did on trust.
Yeah.
And this, just to kind of expand on that idea, I think, I mean, from like, it's only been relatively recently, in like the last few years, that I've really learned to trust myself, and myself equaling, like you're just saying, like, if, I mean, we're all connected, we are all one in the same, I am you, you are me. You know, if you can imagine it exists. And the reason I'm saying all these things is because if an idea pops in your head, it's not worth just dismissing it. All of it is something, all of it is something. None of it is nothing. So, and I say that because I was just thinking today, I was in the car thinking about how, you know, sometimes when I'm feel like I'm hyper-focused on this one thing, and I have these sort of tangential or sort of little thoughts of going on over here on the side, on the periphery, and I just kind of, you know, unconsciously push them away, or like there's something nagging in the back. It's too easy to ignore that stuff. But like, if, like what you're saying is, if you, that, I think that's why meditation is so great for a lot of people. Huge. Because we can get rid of the noise, or kind of defocus on whatever it is are hyper-focused on, just allow the things to come in, and just sort of, you know, almost be the observer, and like, understand that it all has meaning. You know, if you imagine, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. I know I've got tons of examples, but it's not like, these seemingly small random thoughts are not random. They're for you. It is all for you. All of it.
Yes. There was a book. I didn't think it was the greatest book, but I loved the concept. It was called 10,000 Whispers, I think. And the idea is that exactly what you're saying is, like, you don't even need the outside, but it's like all this whispering is happening to you. Not in like a creepy way. like the voices, they told me. They're like, no, listen. just this general goodness vibe that's like a little bit similar. And I had a reading once, and I asked the lady, I'm like, why do I feel like, why is my body not healing? She's like, because you're totally not listening to it. And I was like, oh, shut up. Here's your money. You know, like, yeah, your body's whispering to you. Your soul is whispering to your spirit. All this stuff is just like, hey, let's have fun. Let's do this. But they hear like, no, I have to do this because whatever idea I have. Right. And it's that conditioning and stuff, but the communication is there, and, you know, it's like, one, tune in and listen. I mean, it's how Esther got to be Abraham Hicks, right? It's like, yes. Talk about tuning in and listening. She listened. Yeah. Not saying that we're all going to channel, but just the idea that there's a layer of, there's a layer of infinite intelligence that's waiting to be one with your human experience. And why are you pushing it away? And this is our next segment, which is blocking resistance and getting receiving. So
thank you. Great segue.
Oh
my God. So good.
So, okay. So this is the question. Why are we not listening to, why are we, you know, like not tuning in? Why are we resisting the goodness? And how can we get better at receiving? So the first thought, and this is where I say I'm pretending to be you right now, is habit. We just have a habit of being unconscious and going, no, no, no. And we're conditioned. Mm-hmm. So that's like the first thing. And that takes a lot of awareness to break those habits. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say. Go.
Done. Done. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Habit. I also think that, for me, at least I also think, there could be like, I don't think this is always the case, but I do think that if you're human, there is probably something kind of traumatic that may have happened to you at some point in life. I think we all have experienced trauma in some level, and it doesn't look the same. And it doesn't, when I say trauma, I'm talking about more of emotions. So from the outside, it's easy to judge somebody else's experience and say, that would not have been a traumatic event. You don't know how that person felt about what happened.
Right.
So they could be experiencing deep emotional feelings that are just that just really have affected them and been carrying those emotions around for a long time. And it's hard for them to get out of that. So it's not about the experience. It's about the emotions that experience brought for that person. And so because of that, and then that can be developed into a habit. I know for me, you know, this whole idea of like from an outsider's perspective, I think, you know, pre-mom's death, probably most people would look at my life and be like, oh my God, you had such a great life and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't realize that I didn't emotionally have the best experience even before my mom died. I didn't know that until very recently. And I had been carrying around all this emotional baggage for so long that I didn't even realize. And when I really became even more conscious and aware, I was like, oh, okay, I can work with this, you know? So I think it is worth really, like, again, going back to this whole idea of awareness that we talked about previously, just look at all the pieces and, you know, if whatever it is, but I totally went off.
I'm sorry. It's all good. So what I heard you say was that your resistance and habits can come in the form, like if you've been traumatized emotionally or, you know, other ways, I mean, they're both, right? That you're going to have more blocks to receiving because you're like, well, I've had this experience.
Yes.
And if I've had this experience, then I've now formulated a truth that, you know, these things are bad or this is a bad thing. And so I can never, or I'm, you know, there's the taking it personally. So you formulate a truth around it or a belief, and then but it's very unlikely you're going to manifest in opposition to that because you are in control of allowing the universe to give you things or not.
Absolutely. And I was going to share just an example just to kind of concretize this and make it maybe more understandable for people. So personal experience is that I know for sure that I came into this world having to work out this idea of abandonment, this feeling of abandonment, this feeling of being left and not being. And so I developed, and I say that because my parents were awesome. I always knew that I was loved. I always felt that I was loved. But I didn't realize until recently that, they weren't really around that much. Like as a kid, they weren't around as much as I would have liked for them to be, not realizing that, again, till recently. And so I guess I developed an emotional habit of just I didn't really have the kinds of close relationships, whether platonic, romantic, even familial, that I always kind of wanted, but didn't realize I even wanted. Mm-hmm. And so I went through life kind of only getting a certain closeness in all of my relationships. They wouldn't kind of go past a certain point. And so I think there was an unconscious expectation that relationships were going to end. And so I went into the relationship knowing that it was going to end, believing that it was going to end, you know, so kind of kept this wall up, not kind of, but really did. And so that was my whole life. And I even got
done.
That was good. Exactly. You know, and so I didn't know, like, for, again, from an outsider's perspective, okay, my mom's like experience with my mom's death aside, I didn't realize that I was carrying around this emotional baggage and trauma, you know, that I really needed to address and clean out. And so I was very resistant because I didn't even realize that I could have what I wanted. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So despite asking for more depth in relationships, my entire being was blocking it because there was just,
that's a good point. That's a really good point. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't have that awareness though. And so, you know, went through life. And then I became a mom, and that just kind of opened me up to this whole new kind of love that I didn't even realize. I guess I knew, like, the idea of unconditional love was always a thing that I knew, and I thought that I knew what it was. And then my kid comes into my life and I'm like, oh, that's what love is. I get it. Okay. So that happened. And that's when I met you, Lisa. And it is, none of it's an accident. It all happened, you know, at the timing that it was supposed to happen. And then I ended up getting into the first romantic relationship where I really felt for the first time ever, I was like, oh, this is what being in love feels like. I thought I had been in love. I think I loved as much as I knew how in previous relationships, but it wasn't at a level that I realized I could get to, like really vulnerable and receiving. So I'm getting to the receiving part. What I realized was because I was blocking all, like I kind of had this wall of protection, I wasn't able to receive anything that was really deep and good. When that wall started to come down with the arrival of my son and you and this other relationship that I had, I was naturally able to receive more and also naturally able to give more. And so then that started kind of this thing, the universe is like, okay, yeah, we'll just give you what you're asking for. So it started to open up. Now, like my kid's 12. So this kind of started, 12 years ago. And now I feel like I feel like love is so easy. It's just like, it's like the easiest thing to do. And of course it's always a work in progress, but it's like so much easier than ever before. Yeah. And it's almost like in all of my relationships, and you taught me this, because you've always been someone who has really high standards in relationships in the best way possible. Basically what I'm saying is, I guess, I didn't have the awareness. Now I have the awareness and I know that there's more to become aware of, and it's really awesome. And I feel like the asking is, it's more conscious. The receiving is more conscious.
Yes.
It's so much better. It feels so much better. So,
yeah. Anyway. Well, I've noticed a huge shift energetically in you for various reasons. But I will say from like the audience perspective, like, okay, there's the things just happen that will kind of naturally allow you to receive, you know, oh, I had a baby and oh, I met a cool friend and, you know, dated this great person and, you know, whatever. And that stuff will naturally help you change those, you know, experiences. And you've also been shifting the energy before that, which is why they came up. So you were maybe aware that you were shifting. Sorry, I gotta plug my computer in. But also you will have, as you're saying, the more aware version. There we go. Now I have energy in my computer. now you'll have, when you start to have the awareness that like, wow, I have, like, this is where sort of deliberate co-creation comes in, where you're like, okay, so in your case, you're like, okay, now that I'm experiencing the universe as this thing that has total unconditional love to give me everything. And sorry, please hold, my dog is driving me insane. So you get more deliberate in the opening, the not closing. You'll question yourself more if you start shutting down. You're like, wait a minute, why am I shutting that down? Like, oh, well, because I'm totally feeling insecure. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay, now go do whatever practices, you know, I'm a big fan of writing out. I have so many things that I recommend to people, but
I love it.
The idea is that the awareness, however you process it, the idea is like, oh, I'm blocking because I'm afraid. Oh, I'm blocking because I'm angry. Oh, I'm blocking because I feel victimized and I never got the acknowledgement that I was victimized. You know, because that happens for people. Like, I know someone that had a very traumatic experience and no one believed them when they were younger. So that's going to make you pull things into your experience to recreate that so you can get that validation so you can move forward. So that's another thing with asking. This is a little bit away from the receiving, which we'll get back to. But a lot of people go, well, I wouldn't have asked for this crappy marriage or this crappy situation. And the truth is, you energetically did, not because you're bad and you were thinking all these negative things, but there's a side of you that needs growth and completion and moving forward. And your higher being is pulling that in for you. So, you know, sometimes the things that are given to you are actually for you, but they don't feel like they're for you. Diseases, crappy marriages, you know. But they're there to show you, like, oh, I wasn't, you know, I didn't believe in, nobody believed me when I was younger, and I'm going to recreate that experience when I'm older so that I can see, there's unconsciously seeking the validation that they never got in the previous experience. But now it's realizing, like, oh, wait, I can have my feelings about that, work through that, and then just let this go because I don't need this situation to pull it back in for me. Maybe I went a little too fast through all that. But those are the kinds of things. So it's not just, I want stuff, I wait for the answer. You know, it's like there's layers and nuances to what we create in our lives. But the point with receiving is to receive everything in a way that is like, oh, I'm having this situation I don't like. I know that I need to change my energy to solve for that. But what is it about it that is a growth aspect? So you're not just like, okay, I just want to say this mantra and get rid of this crappy situation. It's like, well, where's your growth opportunity in that? And when you pull that out of there, then you can go, oh, it's because I needed to stand up for myself more and learn how to do that. Okay, I can receive that. And then you get more into the saying yes to, you say yes to your life a little more and understand why you are creating what you're creating.
Oh my God, so well said. That's so fantastic. Okay, I'm just going to go back to the example part, because everything you're saying is like, it's like you provide the truths and then I'll just provide the examples of what you just
fantastic.
Said, because this is so fun. So in my life, the way I see okay, in relationships, I kept having relationships over and over that, you know, where I felt, I guess this feeling of either being left, or if everything I consciously thought I wanted was offered to me, there was just this deep-rooted fear that, oh, well, it's going to end anyway. So why not? You know, so there's something wrong with you that you want to be with me. So this is done, you know, like it was just all this, like, you know, and for me that like, okay, what are all these things for? Because I 100%, it's always for me. Every experience is for me. It's not to me. It's not meaning like I'm not a victim. I'm not, you know, I asked for this stuff for a very good reason, for the growth part. And I feel like, so what I learned was kind of this, going back to this whole idea of unconditionalness in all things, which is like, and the non-attachment, sort of this idea of, I can never be left. I can never be abandoned because I am the kind of love that I've always been looking for. So how could that possibly be, you know, how could that possibly be taken away from me? It can't. And so when I realize that, I'm like, oh, I can let go of this whole idea of abandonment, this whole idea of being left or feeling, you know, because that's not. And so all the, when I look back, all the every, like really bigger experience that affected me in this, within this theme happened because I kept happening because I hadn't grasped that lesson yet. I hadn't moved on. I hadn't grown from it. So it kept coming back because I needed to grow. And so like what you're saying is like, oh, I feel bad. Let me just come over here and focus on this thing. No, I actually needed to address that in order for it to stop happening. So I just faced it and I went there and I was like, oh, and all, and that's when my whole mind kind of started to open up to all these ideas and all these little and big thoughts of, you know, like there is just love always in me, around me, accessible, because that is what this entire life is built on. So that's super cool.
Okay. Wow. Wow. So much wow right now. Okay. So what you basically said was this is the thing, is you grew, but you didn't just go, okay, I'm lovable or whatever. You went, no, I am love. Like love is me. There is no end to it. Like you went to this deeper, because, you know, it's possible that someone could stop at the, okay, I'm all lovable, but that's still at the ego level of I'm not lovable, I'm lovable. You transcended that and went, everything is love. There is no end to it. It's in me. I can't, there is nothing that can be taken away or given to you because you are already complete.
Yes.
And that's the big, big idea today.
Yes.
Love it. Yes. Because how does that translate to receiving? If you already are at nothing can be taken or given to me, I already am love. I'm already abundance. I'm already, you know, peace and happiness. Yes, we're looking for the outside to reflect that back to us, but you can't get that if you're already in a lack position. Like that is a non-lack stance. It's transcending the, I don't have it, so now I want it. Because if you say, I want this, well, technically, that means you don't have it.
Right.
When you say, I am it, and I'm just going to be it, that's actually how you receive it. So this is the tricky part where, you know, like it's different if you say, okay, I'm going shopping. I want to find a cute beige sweater. I'm going to go, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's kind of a good, like, I want it. I'm going to go manifest it. Okay, fine. Parking spots, things that are not central to your beingness, maybe. So, but when you're getting to these deeper things about love and trust and peace and health and, you know, relationships and all that kind of stuff, you can't start from a place of I'm not that, because you're going to get more not that. So the key to receiving, and I'll call it the big stuff, is to already be where you are, that you are that.
Yes.
And shift your thinking to that. That's that, because the receiving isn't your work. Your receiving is being something that matches the vibration that is, and it will just magnetize. The whole point is the magneticness, not the tryingness.
Yes.
So you have to be that. And if you hadn't mentioned that, that would have been like massive misstep in our position. Just manifest stuff. Because that's where you start from.
Absolutely.
Is the, you know, like, so that's another really good question, is if you want to manifest something, you're like, what's my belief around this? And do I think I am that? Mm-hmm. You know, like, because let's say in the case of beauty, creams, workouts, you know, I'm not saying we shouldn't get good sleep, eat vegetables, and find the beauty cream of our dreams, because that can be fun. But if you don't start with, I am the beauty of the universe, like I am a beautiful thing that the universe made, if you can't start there, you'll be slapping that stuff.
It still won't work.
Well, it's, you know what, it's a less effective way of going about it. You may come to that conclusion on that journey, There are people that see them as they put in some skin in the game and work out and change their diet. They start to realize that. So they're doing a more denser, physicalized journey of that. I like kind of going right to the source of things. I have four planets in the 12th house. That's how I roll. And I don't even know astrology, but I know that means
something. That's awesome.
But like the idea is that just start with the power of infinite intelligence. I mean, to kind of back up, trillions of galaxies, how many trillions of things are in galaxies? So whatever is creating all this stuff, and that's probably not even that's what we can see and what we know now. I mean, God, you know, who knows? Whatever's doing that stuff, whatever's making the earth like a perfect system of goodness, I would rather just go right there and start with that than be like, will this cream work? I don't know. I need to do this many planks or whatever. It's like, yes, do the planks, buy the creams, do your stuff, and start with, I'm this beautiful little speck of something that the universe made. And I am who, you know, like that kind of stuff. And it's really hard. I mean, you know, with money, when you don't see the beauty, you don't see the money that you have, you don't see the relationships that you want or the health, it's difficult. It's really difficult, but you can.
Okay. You can. And what you just said is a really good point, because I think sometimes doing the tactical stuff, the reason it can work is because, again, going back to emotions and feelings is where it's at. So if you're doing the exercise and then you're feeling better, well, it's the feeling that's making you feel like you look better.
Yes.
It's not the, you know, yes, do the, like, that's why I exercise. I don't exercise because I want to get strong whatevers or think, you know, I'm not consciously thinking about
the these are the whatevers right here. Yeah.
Or the whatevers. That's not what I'm thinking. Like, for me, I want that high. Yeah. And because I know how it works, it's about the emotion. And when my emotions are up here, I'm going to do the things that keep my emotions up here as often as possible, because I know that that's what creates the things that I want. So then magically, like, let's say I'm looking for the perfect foundation or the perfect, you know, diet, and I just haven't found either. Well, the more my emotions are up here, the less resistance there is to coming into contact with the perfect foundation and the perfect diet. And then those are going to show up in my experience. And then they're going to make me feel continually better or even better, because I'm already over here. So it really is like, yes, do the tactical things if that makes you feel better. If it doesn't make you feel better and you're doing the tactic, trying to do the tactical things and you don't feel better, maybe try something else. And exactly, I think it's definitely both. And if it's not both, it's always like the source. The source.
It's always emotions first.
It's always emotions. Yeah.
It's emotions first, right? Everything you said. First of all, well said. Love it. that was so good. And just to recap, it's your emotional, mental and emotional state. And I'd like to think of maybe it's like they're both the same thing. I feel like the emotions are more of a body, a somatic interpretation of your thoughts or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever. We'll just say thoughts and emotions. When your thoughts and emotions are, you attend to them with your awareness and attend to changing them as you see fit. That's where the answers, the givenness, the receiving mode happens. And that's where that's the work, so to speak. But that's just more of like, where do you put your attention?
That's right.
When you're trying to manifest. And I forget all the time. I'm like, I know. I'm like, do you remember you? I'm like, you have a podcast, you've written books, you coach people. Do you remember you can use? I'm like, oh yeah.
Like, don't we all?
Even people that are human, steeped in this stuff, you still go, oh yeah, that's right. I have all these approaches, you know, that I can meditation, you know, all the things that we do, we'll still slip out of it. And that's totally okay, because it's kind of fun to forget and be like, oh yeah, that's right.
It is. That contrast.
I'm a god. I need to practice, you know, like, you know, it's really, and I said a god, not the god. But you know, it's, and what I mean by that is more like you have an alignment with infinite intelligence. You are it. And so you'll see your life, even if nothing happens, you will feel that your life is total magic. And that's what matters. It doesn't have to look like anything. It can be the most simple life ever. But if you feel it's magic, right?
That's exactly it. If you feel it's magic, that's perfect. If you feel it's magic, however you're feeling is what it is, period. So even like, and kind of going back to the thoughts and feelings thing, it's like, okay, just remember it's the thoughts that trigger the feelings. So if, mm-hmm. if you're having a certain feeling, even if you're having a positive thought and there's like a icky feeling happening, well, there's clearly some other thought going on that's like, or belief that is not conscious, but that's what's triggering that anxiety. Like what we were saying in the very beginning, how, oh my gosh, I just want to calm down. So I'm going to focus on trees and it'll probably help or whatever. But like, if there's this kind of, there's nuances and I've,
yeah, so many nuances. Anyway, well, yeah. So I see why we are like, okay, we can't cover the entire human mind in one podcast today. We can try, but I think we've covered a lot. Erica, if you were to boil it down. It's like the thoughts and emotions are where you start with the asking. So we kind of covered your energy signature, you know, not just what you say you want, but also your energy is how you ask. How the universe instantly is that because you are it. Like there's no separation. The thing is, it's like, well, it's like you aren't separate from it. So your ask and givenness is one and the same thing. Yes. So that's why it's instant. It can't, it's not like this time. Oh, okay. When's the universe going to hear the signal? It's like, well, in the quantum realm, there's no time. Like we're just in the three, you know, fourth dimension, but math physicists say there's so different things. So there's no time. So it's an instant part of the ask and the given is the same thing mm-hmm. to happen simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So then our job is to go, okay, I lined up with this part. How do I line up with that part? And then we've gone through infinite tools, but it really comes down to the emotional and mental awareness.
Yes.
Right. Did I miss anything? I feel like, and that's the receiving mode. Right? The receiving mode is getting to emotions and beliefs that keep you in a receptive mode. Like, oh yeah, I'm not throwing up any no to this. I'm good now. And you're not wondering where it is or.
Yeah. That. So, okay.
I feel like I forgot something or no, I'm trying to summarize to sort of help our listeners kind of go, okay.
Yeah. So, no, this is great. Okay. So. Okay. I guess I'll just add to that. Okay. Once you've asked, relax. the reason I say that is because the universe, you know what you want. If we stay in the asking mode, and then we're creating this, like, oh, it almost works. Like you're saying, asking and receiving is the same. So asking, how do I say this? Oh my gosh. I'm like,
I know what you mean. It's like we said before is because when you're asking, you're basically saying you don't have it.
Yes, that's exactly.
Which works for stuff. Like I want a new phone case. Okay, manifest them. But if you're wanting a relationship.
Yes.
That's totally perfect in every way for you. Mm-hmm. You can't go, I don't have that.
Right.
You have to
exactly.
go. You have to go into the, like, that is already there for me. And mm-hmm. I am opening to it.
Yes.
It's a whole different thing than where is it? Where is he? How do I find him or her? You know,
kind of that's absolutely that. Yes. Exactly it. It's almost like, I went through a period when I was dating where I just decided to focus on the individual experiences and kind of make those my priority over like the human being that would may or may not be there consistently. Like, you know, because that felt like easier, because I knew I've always known that I want so bad, you know, this relationship and I was never finding it and, you know, and it wasn't fitting into the thing that I thought it would be or whatever. There was just so much ick, so much like this twisted energy around that. And of course I wasn't finding it because there was just so much like resistance and disbelief and want because, and which is just really a focus on the lack part. Like I want it because I don't have it. So there's so much focus on that. So of course that wasn't going to come into my sphere.
Yeah.
When I finally just relaxed and decided to just focus more on what I have and make those experiences use those experiences to, I shouldn't say it, but fill the void. Cause I did feel like there was that, even
well,
though
there is,
even though there
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't have health, it sucks. And you feel a void of health. If you don't have love and companionship, we're humans, we're pack people. It's strong. We can't say, oh, whatever, don't worry about it. Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah. And so kind of the idea of what we were talking about before of like, I am love, there's nothing missing, combined with look at all that I have already, which is only just the love that I have is bringing in these awesome experiences with my son, with you, with Flow Getter, with my family, with my friends. Like, I have all this stuff that I can focus on and put that, my energy into that. It's almost like I took my focus off of the lack of this perfect idea of a romantic relationship that I, you know, had in my head. I let that go and I relaxed more into what I already had. And as I continued to kind of relax more and more and more, that's when the universe is like, oh, okay, here, you opened up this doorway. You're not blocking it anymore. Cause you've just so here you go. Yes. And what's great about that is that when you really do kind of shift your focus and just remember that you are missing nothing, and you have everything you need, everything you've asked for. And like you're saying, everything you've asked for is lined up. If you can't see it yet, it's because there's a block there. There's resistance, but it's there. It's waiting for you.
Yeah. In the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love that you brought up the most important thing, but we saved it for the end, which was appreciation. It is the number one tool, secret sauce for manifesting anything you want, is because when you're in the appreciation mode of everything that you already have and all the things that are in the natural world, you know, and in the unnatural world, but, you know, like when your mind can just forget about your problems and focus on what you've got, even if it's like, I love my new microphone or whatever, like these pens are great, you know, whatever it is, that is the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Like totally. That's the ultimate. And when you get in that mode, nothing can stop you. I mean, again, it's a tool I forget constantly. It's like, all you have to do is focus on what you have and appreciate it in a good way. And it's like the flood just happens. And that's super receiving mode, because you're not in any kind of lack. You're in all kinds of yes. You're in all kinds of abundance, you know, mm-hmm. And whether it's your health, like, oh my God, my knees work. My liver doesn't work, but my knees work, or, you know, does that kind of stuff. So, I mean, super powerful, can't emphasize it enough, but I'm so glad you mentioned it. It's like part of the thing too, with these podcasts, I want to tell people, we don't have a script of things we're following, because even though we could have written that all out and have this thing, we really like the flow of it. It's called Flow Getter for a reason, because sometimes those tangents are actually really fun. And when we, you know, it's different when we do courses and things like that, but for the podcast, we just kind of like to flow with it. So sometimes we're going to forget important parts, but we want to hear, you know, from you, your thoughts on all the stuff that we talked about today. So that'd be amazing. Any final deepness that you would like to add, Doctor?
Oh my gosh. This is great. Tafoya. I know. I'm like, oh, I could, and then I shouldn't. Because if I start, I might not stop.
Well, we're open, that, you know, there's no stop in the flow. If you've got more you want to share,
I'll just recap.
I'm so happy
again. Because this is so fun. Gratitude. Awesome. And remember, like the reason gratitude is because it feels nice. And again, you're spitting out this good feeling, and that's why.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. Feeling good is the ethos.
Yes.
Of the us. And especially you are our fearless leader in feeling good. Yeah. It feels good. Feeling good gives you stuff.
Feeling good gives you stuff. That's it. That's it. We'll just say that every time. That'll be like our feeling good gives you stuff.
Yeah. Stuff equaling good peace and joy on the inside. Because, and this is, I know we can't stop going, because this is why there's infinite videos on YouTube, is because there's no I totally forgot what I was gonna say. Feel peace.
Yes.
And peace.
Oh, and that's another point I was gonna say real quick. Because we've discussed peace and sort of calm and relaxation, that really just that the Think of the feeling you have when you're getting like a massage, or, you know, or you're deep in meditation, or sleeping. Sleeping is really, sleeping sunsets. Is like sunsets. Like, sleeping. The reason we sleep is to let go of the resistance for a short period of time. If you don't sleep well, you're holding on to the resistance. Like if you toss and turn and what, there's something going on there. But when you really get into a good deep sleep and you wake up feeling rested, you have let go of whatever resistance you had the day before, and you can start over again. That's really why we sleep, is so that we can allow these things that we've asked for to enter into our sphere. Because it's when we are fully relaxed and fully at peace and fully calm, that's when there's literally no resistance. That is who we are. That is when we're in full alignment. And that is when the universe delivers everything that we want. And so remembering that there are all these tools to get there, but know that you don't have to stay in the asking or receiving mode. Like it's not, we know how that works, and we should definitely understand that. Yeah, we ask for what we want, and that's exciting and fun. And then go back to just relaxing into whatever, you know, just go with it. That's flow getter. Flow getter equals
beingness.
Beingness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the universe knows.
The flow will happen.
Yeah. The flow will happen. Yeah.
Trust the universe.
Yes. Yes.
I know. And, you know, sometimes these things are easier said than done, but I think the more we hear them and we're like, oh, duh. Like sometimes I'll call you, Erica, and I'll be like, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll be like, just trust. And I'm like, oh yeah. Like you forget that it's that simple. It's just your brain, your ego wants to spin up. And sometimes all you need to hear is it's you can trust infinite intelligence. It's pretty smart.
That's pretty smart. Yeah. No, totally. Yeah. That's why this whole idea of present moment awareness is a thing. Because in the present moment, there is nothing. There's anxiety doesn't exist. Worry doesn't exist. Anything that's not your, in the very present moment, when you're just there observing something, there is no.
Yeah. The future and the past are what torture you.
Yes. Thank you.
Or could torture you.
Yes.
They're not torturing me or you, but
they could. Yeah. And sometimes they sometimes do, and I'm sure they will again, but
never again.
Never again.
We shall ever let them torture us. Yes. No, that's so great. I know we could go on and on.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I want to go on and on. And our listeners, we want to hear from you. And then you probably need to go have a snack. That's probably
taking up enough
or go
time.
Off to bed, whatever, wherever you are. So thank you for listening today. Erica, do you want to?
Thank you. Close us out.
Close us out. I love you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. No, this has been great. I love you always. You're so much fun to flow get with. Did I just make that a verb or a noun?
Did. It's a verb.
I don't even know.
It's a noun. It's an adverb. It's all of the words.
It's all of the things.
It's all of the
language.
Yes. And listeners, we love you. And go, we want to love you more. So we have communities and coaching and I don't know, stuff for you to read and play with and free stuff. And so head on over to flowgetter.com. And mostly just have a great life, even if we never see you again. May your life be complete awesomeness. Okay. So, but we'd like to see you again. But
awesome. Yes. Hopefully we will. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Love you.
Okay.
We love you.
Okay. We love you. Yay. All right. May the forces be with you all. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.